All right, now we're talking some winter sports with Beverly High School hockey coach Andy Scott. And Andy, welcome to MSO and congratulations on becoming the new head coach at Beverly High School.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's something that been important to me to be involved with both Beverly High School sports and the community for a long time. So it's, you know, I feel like it's a privilege and, you know, I want to try to get us doing all the right things, but also hopefully build something that we can get back to where, you know, some of my cousins and, you know, they got 24 years ago.
Well, I know that, you know, you've been involved in coaching a couple of sports at Beverly High School for a while. Well, why don't you tell those who visit our website a little bit about the journey it took for you to get to the high school, the hockey team as head coach. Tell me a little bit about your background, please.
Yeah, so, you know, I played hockey. I actually had another injury when I was younger, and but I played select hockey when I was younger. Then I was supposed to play junior hockey, you know, when I was like about 14, 15, 16. Played 1 year of high school, and then I ended up breaking my femoral head, and I got screws and a plate put in there, and I couldn't play hockey anymore after that. So, 2 years later, I ended up getting paralyzed, and I ended up at UNH, and that's the reason why I think kind of like it started the idea of like, hey, you know, I'd love to coach hockey someday. I was fortunate enough to play sled hockey, which is disabled hockey, which is awesome in terms of the team aspect, and then I lived with all the hockey players that were on the men's team at UNH, and we became really close my freshman year, and kind of managing, you know, guys not playing and playing, and then, you know, the conversations that you would have on a daily basis, just living with those guys about all different components of hockey and the ups and downs of everything, was something that kind of sparked the interest of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started kind of my teaching career, I immediately wanted to coach hockey, and I was at Triton at the time, and the opportunity presented itself that they had an opening for the JV, and this was like, you know, probably 7, 8, 9 years ago at this point, jumped at that opportunity, and I was at Triton. I coached JV hockey at Triton for 4 years. And then when I made the transition teaching-wise to Beverly, I jumped right into baseball, Coach Wilbur, you know, and I met, and we kind of hit it off right away, and he thought I'd be a good fit for the program. And, you know, I was lucky the second year. We ended up losing in the state finals, but it was really cool for a coach, especially a young coach, to have the experience of being an assistant coach and going on that run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's something that when you are in those moments, like, you always want to get back there. And, you know, once I started – made the switch and started coaching in the first year JV hockey at Beverly, and then eventually became the defense coach for varsity. It was like, it almost is like you want to, once you get a taste of that, especially with any sport, if you're a coach of multiple sports, you want to get back, you want to get the program back there, whether it was baseball or hockey. But even more so, it really made me want to become, you know, take over a program someday.
Well, I know that, the coaches in the area that I've known over the years, that's called being competitive. So I get that, Andy. And, having Coach Wilbur, and Coach Fonsi as, you know, as your head coaches, I'm sure you'll learn from each of them in cross sport training and so on. And I want to ask you about your experience because, as a player and an observer and playing, different kinds of hockey and sports, do you think that helped you look at learning the game a little bit different than, say, an able-bodied, 100% able-bodied kid might just cruising through his career? Because you're looking at a whole different angle. You've got your experience on one end, and you're learning on the other. Could it have given you an advantage in becoming a coach?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think one of the biggest things that I took from Coach Wilbur was he was someone that was, you know, extremely organized, and just he always kind of imprinted on me or impressioned on me that, you know, you can always learn from other coaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you borrow from here, you're borrowing from there, and he always told me, you know, just awesome things that really helped me a lot. Like, we're going to, you know, he would reach out to the most successful high school programs or the most successful college programs, and he would talk to these guys, and they were all really nice to him, and they would give him anything he needed. And, you know, when you know that that's someone who's been doing it for 30 or 40 years, you learn a lot from them. And mm-hmm. he definitely had the biggest impression on me in terms of coaching, you know, and just, you know, and I, but, you know, to your point, I think, you know, you kind of, you work with multiple different coaches. So I worked with Coach Sheehan for our hockey at Triton. He was the head guy up there, and they've had a couple of good runs in the years past. And he was able to really change that program around. And, you know, I took a lot from him as well in terms of the hockey side of it. And then, you know, when I got to Beverly with Coach Fonz, you know, you take everything from different people, and you know, I think it's something that you're almost like a sponge a bit, where you're learning
oh, yeah.
from different people.
So. I thought I knew baseball till I met Roger Day and Dave Wilbur, and then I realized, oh crap, I don't know anything. And
yeah,
I found it's
they're both unbelievable.
Oh my God! And then in hockey, I know I don't know a lot about hockey. I went to high school in Texas, but I've been up here for 50 or 60 years. And you know, I met Dale Dunbar and some of the coaches around the league in the Northeastern Conference. And it's like every single time I talk to you guys as head coaches in hockey, I learn something as a fan and as a teacher.
Hey, guys over there. Thank you.
As a teacher, I appreciate that. And I know you're yelling at a team right now. What team are you yelling at the moment?
No, so I also coach the math team at the high school. And, you know, one thing I think is important that I've been trying to do for a long time with in that regard is, you know, you're always trying to, you know, impress upon the kids the value, you know, and you get this because you're in the high school, you know, you've been around it. It's you're always trying to impress upon them how important the academic side
mm-hmm.
is. You know, and that I'm glad you asked because that's one thing that, you know, with the hockey team, it's something that, you know, if you're going to, you know, build a successful program, you know, there needs to be accountability in, you know, all the areas that, you know, are in a young kid's life. So it's athletics, it's at school, it's at home, it's in the community. And those things are all important to me. So one of the biggest reasons why, you know, being a teacher, coach, and specifically, honestly, being a math teacher, I think it's really important that the kids, you know, that you know that it's cool to be a good student on top of being a good hockey player.
Okay.
And I think sometimes, you know, that might get lost in translation at times for whatever reason, but I think that, you know, being a good student athlete and being well-rounded is super important. So that's something that is important to me. And like I already told the boys this year, I said, hey, you know, just so you know, like we're going to be certain days of the week, you know, maybe it's on the one day that, you know, JV goes in the morning instead of us going because we played a game on a Wednesday night, that, you know, there's going to be study halls and there's going to be time where we're going to be doing academic things because it's equally, if not more important than, you know, the hockey piece.
Yeah, that's an emphasis in all sports, I know, in the area,
yeah.
Cape Ann League and Northeastern Conference. And I got to tell you, when I came up to Massachusetts my senior year, and believe me, doing well in academics was not something that you bragged about at that time, but that was a long
right.
time ago.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
I think the idea of a student athlete has changed a little bit.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, and that, you know, that brings me to another point. I think you make a great point. When I first started teaching back then, in order to be a coach, you had to be a teacher. That was part of the contract. And of course,
yeah.
That's changed now for years and years and years. But I think, Andy, it's so important having eyes in the building.
Yeah.
So it's got to help you. Even when you were an assistant coach, that had to be helping the head coaches who might not have been in the building.
Yeah, no, it was imperative. I mean, even when I was the assistant coach for either, you know, more so, you know, with hockey, because Dave Wilbur was in the building for baseball, so
mm-hmm.
he did a lot. But, you know, it's really important. And, you know, as baseball transitioned to Coach Cahill, it's great to have someone in the building because you can really connect with kids and,
yep.
and check in on them, not
yep.
just academically, but just check on them, see how they're doing in terms of, you know, is there anything going on outside of school, at home, or whatever that's going to deter them from both academics and athletics? So for me, it's really nice because I kind of do the thing all the time where I'm not just checking on their grades. I'm also checking on how they're doing.
Yep.
Or I'm like one of the first people to know if something's not right in any aspect of their life. And I think that's something that's been really important to me in terms of just being the teacher coach, but also really just my own experiences. I know that, and we all know that, especially as an adult, that we can't be at our best if something's bothering us at home or at school. And I think that that's had such a huge impact on the kids, and I think it's so important to be, you know, in the building for those reasons.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's something that's imperative to. And then, you know, it's funny, I always say to people, whether it's academically or athletically, you know, when you have those conversations with kids about, you know, something going wrong, and they know that they're there for this, to support them through whatever they got going on, they always kick it up a notch, whether that's in the classroom, on the ice, or on the field. I just feel like they want to give you the best they have because they know that you are there for them. And I think that's something that's so important. To the point that you made, that's something that you're is an added bonus of being in the building, where, you know, you kind of know how each kid's doing in school, but it's not even just the academic piece. It's just what's going on, in their lives, but also just like, how are they behaving? How is their overall mindset about school? How's their mindset about, hockey, or what's their mindset about life at the time? Because I think they all impact kids when they're that young, you know, and I think it's so important.
Absolutely. And as a teacher coach, I mean, in the building, you know, I remember when I was teaching, I had the kids, I had them for 44 minutes at class and so on. But when you're coaching, yep, you have them for hours at a time. And sometimes coaches/teachers, have more contact with the kids than their parents do. And so it's so important that you make that connection. And I know, I talk with Jim Pugh a lot, and when he was coaching over at Hamilton Wenham, he said one of the things that he got the most benefit from was actually walking from the field house to the football field, just talking with kids one-on-one about stuff, just about stuff.
Yeah, 100%. I echo the same thing. And I think the other thing, too, that you come to find out is that, you know, the kids are you know, they're kind of looking for that sometimes. Not all of them. Maybe not all of them need it, but some of them need it, and they want it, and they embrace it, you know, and you develop special relationships,
yeah,
with your players. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that I always tried to impress. And even when I talk to the parents, it's like, you know, at the end of the day, all these sports, whether it's hockey or any other sport, you know, we're trying to get them ready for what's to come in their future.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I think all teachers have, you know, they kind of have that mindset too. But as a teacher coach, I think it's even more cemented for me that, you know, like, let's get them moving in the right direction and understand, you know, the reason why we have these accountability pieces, or the reasons why, you know, it is important to be a team guy, or why it's important to represent the place where you're playing for what's on the front of your jersey, you know. And, like, I just think it's important that they understand that, you know, you're representing a lot more than just you. You know, you're representing your community, your family. And I think that when you have those conversations and they start to own that a bit and they understand that it's important, it's like, that's something that's super important to me. And when you put all those pieces together, you know, you get that kid moving in the right direction for the future. And that's probably the most paramount thing for me. It's like, what's next for you and how can I help you get there, you know?
All right, we've talked enough educational philosophy for one setting here, and we'll pick it up at some other point, but I want to get to your team. You know, first of all, playing at the Bork in and of itself is a cultural experience, and I think that that has to make an impact on any kid who goes to Beverly High School and plays over there. But tell me a little bit about your team coach and what you're expecting from them, and maybe who some of the leaders might be.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm really fortunate. You know, it's one of those things where the team itself has a lot of different pieces. And, you know, I think one thing that's always been part of the success is, you know, the buy-in from the beginning. So specifically in May, one of the biggest things that I noticed right away. Can you hear me? Sorry, I just
yeah,
went over
yep.
to the Bluetooth.
Yeah, okay, yep.
One of the things that I noticed right away was the idea that, you know, we need good leadership because it's got to be top-down. And I think it's even more important when you turn over such a large senior class. So we turned over a senior class of 12 guys. So I immediately knew that I needed the right guys to try to help me get to where we wanted to get to, both in the short term and the long term. So I think, you know, both pieces are important. So couple guys who jumped on board. I got Timmy Sullivan is one of my defensemen. He's one of our captains this year. Dylan Hunter is our goalie, our starting goalie. He's one of our other captains. And then another one of our defensemen, Gavin Lawrence, is our assistant captain. So those guys have really been really important for not only the, you know, the development of bringing in a brand new group, because when you turn over that many guys, the team looks a lot different the next year than when the previous year. But I also think that just their overall, you know, ability to want to be involved and want to help with, you know, a younger class coming in, is super important, because we have a large freshman class, and I was very fortunate, to have, you know, a large freshman class coming in of guys that are really going to have, a huge impact right away. So, you know, I only had, you know, probably, you know, 4 or 5 leftover, forwards. So it was really had to replace, a lot. And I was able to do that with a lot of freshmen going to be in the lineup. So I'm looking forward to, you know, what we got coming in from those guys. So, you know, I think, I had a couple good returners. You know, Brad McElpine is going to help a lot. And, you know, Ethan Haight is an undersized guy who can really play, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with the right pieces around him. And those are some of the returning forwards that I think are going to help us out a lot. And then, you know, we got probably, I got 5 freshmen who are going to probably play pretty regularly on the forward side. And then I have 1 defenseman who also is a freshman who will play pretty regularly. So a lot of new faces. But when you have the leadership group that we have, and then we have some of these junior leaders, I'll call them, it's really going to help us in terms of getting right into it and getting right on a page that we can be successful.
Mm-hmm. When's your first scrimmage, Andy? Hello.
Sorry, cut off.
Okay.
Cut off for a minute there.
When's your first scrimmage?
I'm trying to implement the new system, so we are not going to scrimmage next week because we have so many to go through with the young guys.
Yep.
Our opening game is 12-10. On Saturday.
Okay.
Week from Saturday, I should say.
All right, we're going to talk some more, Coach. We'll talk about the league and stuff. In meantime, we all know how difficult things can be sometimes, and I wish you fair winds and calm seas.
I appreciate it.
All right, Andy, we'll talk again very soon. Good luck, man. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Coach. Be well.
All right.
All right, that's Andy Scott, who is the brand-new high school hockey coach at Beverly High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.